step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Michael McKee is a 39-year-old vascular surgeon with no criminal record, no malpractice on his license, his disciplinary action, no disciplinary actions. His neighbors in Chicago described him as friendly, normal, the guy who chatted at a pool about weather. You know, that's kind of how Koberger's neighbors described him too, until they started when he started flirting with people. Now he's sitting in an Illinois jail facing four counts of aggravated murder, accused of driving 300 miles to execute his ex-wife and her husband while their children slept in another room. The prosecution has surveillance footage, a ballistics match, and an indictment alleging he used a silencer. But there are still questions. How did he get into that house with no forced entry? What was the motive after 8 years of silence? And if he's as smart as his career suggests, why did he allegedly keep the murder weapon in his apartment? Bob Mata is with us, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. And I think I'm here. Am I breaking
you
up?
Are here. You are here.
Okay, pretty good. Again, the shitty communication earlier is brought to you by Cox Communications, your friend in the non-communication industry. When you want unreliable internet, choose Cox. Or maybe you have no choice because that's the only provider in your area.
Yeah. I'm on TDS, so I carried the torch for a little bit.
Good, good. Thank you. Bob, I this is just pure speculation, but this ran through my mind a little bit in this case. When we're trying to parse out the idea, why did you keep the murder weapon? And you know, some murderers, they keep trophies. He doesn't strike me as the guy that's like, you know, out there secretly doing this. It seems like he was kind of on a mission. He let his medical license lapse. He went, you know, basically off the grid so he couldn't be served with papers for the civil suits for malpractice that were against him. And he still had the gun. Do you think, again, pure speculation, this wasn't going to be his first murder or his last murder? I'm wondering if this was the beginning of Michael McKee tour, where he was going to go out and basically eliminate anyone who had wronged him in the past. And I'm kind of wondering if, you know, maybe the folks who had the lawsuits against him could have possibly been next. Maybe that's why he kept the gun.
Holy crap. I never thought of that aspect.
Oh, really? Then you should listen to my Anthony Garcia, who was also a doctor, who also waited 7 years and went back. And like, that's my quadruple homicide. It's a very, very strikingly similar case to the Anthony Garcia case that we tried out in Omaha. Yeah. And
counseling. Man, what the fuck?
It seems like that's the path he was kind of on here. I mean, somewhat sloppily done. It makes you wonder, like, was this the end or did he think he was just going to keep going?
Yeah. And it's like those kind of telltale signs where, you know, don't think that the two lawsuits for malpractice are insignificant because they're not. They really kind of, you know, give you a mind's eye of what might have been going on with this guy inside his head. And, you know, because like our client Garcia, again, he was a doctor. He was licensed, which was terrifying. He was licensed as a surgeon in Illinois. I mean, the concept of our former client, who's now convicted on those things, of being able to perform surgery on people, just rocked me to my core. I was like, what? I'm like, because, you know, I had dug in and, you know, obviously we were looking back when he was in medical school and we were able to look at his residency, which is where that particular beef was born out of. And all the problems that he had and things that were going on there. So these lawsuits for malpractice are probably going to be very telling in terms of where this guy's mental state was. in terms of his career. Like, I never got the impression that Anthony Garcia gave a shit about being a doctor. And I'm curious as to whether Michael McKee cared about being a doctor. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's people that just go to medical school because they can't figure out what else to do. You know, and there's those that want to save lives. And, you know, I mean, they go in with the right intentions, and there's those that just don't. And, you know, this guy, something's up with him. And I mean, maybe these aren't the first victims. if there's some shit that's gone down that are like with, I'm sure they're looking into that.
Yeah. I mean, it makes you wonder. I mean, one of the lawsuits is about basically a catheter type device, and a good chunk of it left in the individual. Emergency surgery had to be performed to get it out. And there was another one too. I don't know all the details of it, but they tried to serve him for long periods of time and they couldn't find it. Just gone. Look, malpractice suits happen. If you're a doctor, you're probably going to have a malpractice suit against you at some point in time, no matter how good of a doctor you are. It just shit happens. And that's why you have it. And exactly. And reputable ones will go, nobody first, do no harm. You know, it's the Hippocratic oath that's there. And most are going to be like, well, it's obviously we don't want this to happen, but if something wrong happened, we want you to be taken care of. And we also would like to continue practicing because we're not intentionally trying to harm anybody.
Yeah.
Well, and it could have been that the catheter just broke.
Yeah, I mean, if you're letting your license lapse and you're actively avoiding these being served with the civil cases, I mean, you're running from something. And what are you running from exactly? Is it just accountability, or are you running from yourself, a career that maybe you really don't like, but you know, it looks great on paper, it looks great on the wall. This is someone that. He's kind of an enigma in some ways, I think, where he certainly has a lot of ability to be very successful. He's not an idiot. He's very smart. And we go to the book smart versus street smart and all that. But he certainly can focus. He can be successful, but it's what he does with it and how he views himself through his own prism is where all the trouble seems to come in. Because on the surface, look, there's a gazillion married guys out there who are unhappy in their relationships, looking at him going, you fucking moron. You have all this money. You have a successful career. You put the reps and you put the work in. The world is your oyster. You could go find any relationship you want with anybody you want, for the most part, if you could just be a slightly sane individual and live a happy, productive life. Yet you focused on this marriage that failed 8 years ago that you were married to for 7 months and you decided to do this. This is a man who did not see the forest before the trees and did not see anything of what reality was on reality's terms in his own life, it seems, at least in the relationship standpoint world. It then makes you wonder, how else was he viewing every other aspect of his life, including his own practice and including those people he was operating on.
But she was the one he couldn't get. She's the one who said, I'm done. I'm out. That's the one thing he couldn't get. Wasn't he a Rhodes Scholar?
Well, I mean, he traveled. He went to class. He had different places he studied. I don't know if it was Rogue Scholar.
Yeah, I don't know if he was a Rhodes Scholar, but he was incredibly bright. He was on maybe it was a National Honor Society. He was incredibly bright, well achieved. This was the one thing he could no longer get.
Yeah,
and just that's what he focused on. It was her. It didn't matter that he had all these other achievements. This was the one thing he couldn't have.
Yeah, he's like Gollum, you know, with the ring. Yeah. Same deal. He's kind of like in Tony's graphic, he actually looks a little bit like Gollum back.
My precious, look at my ring.
Do you think this is a guy who had like the third grade pine car derby, trophy up on his shelf right next to his diplomas for being a vast. It seems like he's that kind of guy where any sort of accolade is going to be celebrated. This is a guy, and I was saying this yesterday in a piece where I think this is a mind who had a real difficult time understanding the gravity and the weight of different pieces of life, where you know, the Pine Car Derby Championship trophy is right next to the I'm a vascular surgeon now and I'm certified right. to do this. Yeah. It's like they're both like clearly one is dramatically different than the other. But in his mind, it's the same thing. And I think it's probably the same thing with relationships. It would be like any slight, anybody telling him that he's not the man mm-hmm. that they want is just such a horrible, offensive intrusion on his life and his ego that it raises to this level of the ultimate crime that one needs to be, you know, crucified for literally yeah. for yeah. rejecting him. And I think that there's a lot of, I'm going to guess you're going to see a lot of that as we get to learn more about this guy, a very big imbalance of elements of life and the weight that he put on them.
Yeah. And one thing that you see with folks like this, and it'll come out if he decides to take it to trial, this seems like this is one of those cases where I always want to inform people or re-inform them or remind them that it is the defendant who decides whether or not they go to trial, not the defense yeah. attorney. Because a lot of people are like, I'm the fucking defense attorney. You know, it's like, hey, like our client decides it. Sometimes we're forced to go to trial, even though we've told our client, look, they've got you dead to rights here, man. Like, yeah. we just need to work out a plea. You know, like we're going to have very little to no wiggle room in this. You know, you like if they're going to go with the death penalty, if like, and again, I don't even know if they have the death penalty. If
it's they do, but there's a moratorium. It's not like they couldn't charge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, right, but yeah.
I think the likelihood is they won't. You know, so I mean, ultimately, in those cases, they don't have that kind of carrot to dangle in order to, mm-hmm. to get him to bite. You know, because if he's looking at, like I've got no downside. It's like the upswing is going to be what it's going to be. If I get convicted, which I likely am, I'll take a shot at trial. You know, it's like yeah. that old thing. I'll take a shot at trial. But point being is that when we start getting through, you know, the process and they start doing the digging and that's where we're really going to start hearing about all the shit that you're talking about, T. Yeah. You know, like, because a lot of these guys like this, they blame everybody else for their shit. Mm-hmm. They never own yeah. their own shit. They never yeah. they never take yeah. responsibility for the things that fail in their lives because they're not capable of it. It's always somebody else's fault. Yeah. And, you know, and that just, and it goes to exactly what you're saying. He's the guy who's got his second place in the regional spelling bee right next to his Pine Box Derby yeah. Trophy. And he holds those in the same regard as he does yeah. his medical license. And that's because that's how he views himself, which isn't warranted. You know, it's like he's got this view of himself that other people don't see him the same way. And, you know, when he gets that friction and that pushback and he sees that people like, how can you not think I'm fucking awesome? Like, what? Yeah. Like, dude, I am awesome. And like, how are you not like madly in love with me? I'm like, the greatest catch of all, you know what I'm saying?
They can't process.
They just can't do it.
And I think everybody, I think every woman knows some guy like this. Oh, I think God. Every man who's honest that has interacted with people out there, they know. So I mean, there's women like this too. It's not just men, but he's a wound collector is basically yeah. what he is. As Joe Navarro would say, or Adam Drake would say, or Robin Drake would say, and you know, the carrot on the stick thing, you know, with the way that this could all play out of, you know, death penalty could be on the table. If you want to plead out, you know, maybe I don't think there's a carrot that will be appetizing to this because he doesn't eat carrots. He eats souls.
Yeah.
He eats souls of people because that equals power to him. And the reality is the control that he was trying to exercise over his victims here. I mean, if you look at this, and if he was sitting there, and we're probably going to find out if he did this, innocent until proven guilty, if he was sitting there stewing over her for the last 8 years,
yeah,
he was waiting and watching. And I think there was some strategy here. I think there's a reason he didn't just strike right away. He wanted her to be happy. He wanted her Ugh. To get into a place where things were good. He wanted her to become a mom, to have kids, to start raising those kids to be attached to their loving mother and father in a world that he could never be a part of because he's not capable. He's too much of a monster. He eats the souls. Yeah.
Then why not leave her alive, Tony?
And then when she was happy enough, that's when he came in and struck. Because that's when he can do the most damage, and that's where he, then she could see just how wrong she was in his twisted mind. See, if only you'd been with me, this wouldn't have happened. You wouldn't be losing your kids wouldn't be losing their mom. Your kids wouldn't be losing their dad because you made the wrong choices. It's you. You had this coming. You deserved this. And now you're getting what you had coming to you because you rejected me all those years ago. That's how this fucker thinks.
Yeah. And you're probably right. But, you know, we thought the same shit about Koberger. So
there's probably an element of him that thinks that way, too. I mean,
yeah, dude, there's a lot of them thinks exactly
a lot like of them. That. Yeah. I mean, it's the wound collecting. It's their prism. And they can't even conceive of a different world because they're so wrapped up in theirs.
Yeah. You know, because like that other I guess the counter argument would be, you know, if they did decide to kind of dangle the carrot out there, you know, that fucking ego thing, man. You know, if that allows him to stay alive and write his book or, you know, get the notoriety, it's like you said, you can't kind of ignore the fact that this guy probably is going to enjoy the notoriety to a certain extent, you know, and if he's got the ability to be able to continue to just, you know, like collect all the feelings that he's constantly going through and feelings that he received, if he felt a certain type of way while he was committing that crime, which I'm sure he did, you know, like that, like being able to just bask in that in perpetuity, it could be enough to get him to plead out to it if they elected to try to go with the death penalty. You know, but those moratoriums, man, are, it's not like you just get to flip a switch. It's a bigger process than that.
I wonder where this will go exactly, and where this all lands at the end of the day. But I don't think this is someone that is going to be capable of admitting any wrongdoing. I don't think it's anything that he doesn't want to. I think he's standing on principle, like, and his principles are so twisted, but I think it's just one of those things where he thinks he's in the right. And because we live in the world that we do today, he's going to get letters from other people who sympathize with him, who go, bitch had it coming. You know, the incel type crowd, you know, he kind of strikes me like that a little bit, where it's like very awkward in many ways, you know, probably the same reason why she left him. Somehow, you know, he managed to snag her long enough and she realized she wanted to get the fuck out of there. But, you know, he's going to get other guys just like that who've been, you know, in their mind wronged by women. And, you know, and they're going to tell him how right he is on this. And that's only going to feed into that ego. And go ahead, let it feed into the ego. Feed it all the way, and let's get you on there for the death penalty case, and let's wait for the state to get the moratorium gone and finally remove you from the fucking planet.
Yep.
We shall see. Your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube, if that's where you're watching us. You can continue the conversation there, or on our Substack, hiddenkillers.substack.com. The link is in the description. And again, our technical difficulties today brought to you by Cox Communications. All right. Until next time, for Stacey, for Bob, for Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.